And there's trouble threatening on it, and the carriers have gotten an injunction against any strike over that issue.
Was that a little precipitate?
I think that the carriers should not have done what they did. Is that what you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it does seem to me wrong. At least we should have had an opportunity to look at it. And Jim Reynolds tried to get him not to do it, but he'd already acted, and this happened yesterday.
We're watching it, I guess, closely.
We're close in touch.
What should I say about my press call?
If it comes up, I think I'd say simply the matter is receiving very active attention. And that's true, it is. And I don't believe anything more than that's needed. You may be asked, do you anything more on that?
No, it's all clear.
You could be asked about this strike or this difficulty up in New York. Has anybody said anything to you about that? The plumbers union up there?
No.
Civil service people in New York brought on three Puerto Ricans and a Negro, plumbers. Everybody else walked off the job. And there are a number of projects up there being held up right now.
What kind of job was it? Private job?
It was principally private job, no federal job, so we're not directly involved in it. But, of course, George Meany's very much concerned. That's George Meany's home local, which is the reason somebody might be inclined to make something of it. I've talked with George about it this morning. He sent his man up there, and I've asked him if it would be all right if the question is raised this afternoon, if you would say that you had talked to me about it and that you knew I was in touch with the AFL-CIO and George Meany about it. He said that would be fine.
It's a plumbing job, and they sent three Negroes and one Puerto Rican in, and the rest of the men walked off. How many men were on it?
On that particular job, there were about 45, but this is spread pretty generally. It's the other way around. It's three Puerto Ricans and one Negro.
There, and it's spread to other plumbing jobs?
There's danger of it right now. And what they're doing is saying that the other fellows are walking off on the basis these fellows are not members of the union. They say, well, we'll be glad to join the union. And what George Meany's trying to do is to get the union to take them on as members. So far, they've refused to. There's no justification for the walk-off, none at all.
Anything else?
Justify it. Those are the most, if they ask you how the working out of the agreement, the overall agreement on the railroads are concerned, I should think your answer would be that apparently all right, that Keel and Taylor have been, and Reynolds have been working with the parties this week. As a matter of fact, it's not been a very pleasant week. They've got to spell out the details of this agreement that they entered into, that they agreed to last week. And there have been some fairly rough days on it, but the answer would be, I think, that the mediators are working with the parties and hope that job will be completed soon. The new agreement is not effective yet. It won't be effective until they get this worked out, so there's quite a little pressure on it. Otherwise, I think things are all right. There are a couple of problems involving the miners. Tony Boyle has got a couple of residual oil that you talked to me about. I've talked with Stu Udall about, and then one other, but I don't believe that'll come up. If it should, we've been talking actively with them, too. Otherwise, I believe everything's fairly calm.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, sir.